The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
I have a lot to say about the breaking news that is just coming into us here at Cairo Radio. We're coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. I also have an exclusive interview coming up in just moments that tells you everything you need to know about the King County Sheriff's Office. Do not miss that coming up just moments from now. We're coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. It is a very busy news afternoon. We're watching the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. I've never seen prosecution so inept in my entire life. The 17-year-old kid is going to get off on the murder charges. There's zero doubt about that. Like I said, I have an exclusive about the King County Sheriff's Office, and I have a lot of comments on the breaking news that is just coming into us here at Cairo Radio. Let's get right to the big lead.
The big lead. Breaking news.
Okay, so Kim Wyman, the only elected Republican for statewide office on the entire West Coast, Washington, Oregon, and California, Kim Wyman, our Secretary of State, was the only Republican in a statewide office position on the entire West Coast. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And now you have one party in control of every statewide office in a three-state coastal region. Jay Inslee, he was talking when Kim Wyman said she was leaving for the Biden administration. I'm not happy with her about that because I think that's turning her back on the voters who just voted her in. I like Kim Wyman personally. I've always had a great relationship with her, but I think it's shameful that she just sought and got re-election to the Secretary of State office and then decides to bail for the Biden administration. It's a lousy thing to do. So Jay Inslee, he was sending up signs because there was a lot of talk. Well, a Republican was the Secretary of State. You really should replace Kim Wyman with another Republican. And Jay Inslee, oh, he didn't like that idea.
I do disagree with the Republican Party where they think that somehow the Republican Party owns a particular office.
Okay, so he made it clear that Republicans don't own the Secretary of State office. He said that he might choose a Democrat. We now know that he's chosen Democratic Senator Steve Hobbs. I'm going to have a lot more to say about this a little bit later in the show this afternoon. And let me say, Steve Hobbs is an Army veteran. I honor his service. He served at Kosovo in Iraq. I honor all of that. I also know that he's been in the Washington State Senate since 2005. And when you're part of a political machine for 16 years, you are somewhat corrupted. No politician escapes corruption. And here's what I know for an absolute 100% fact. I covered in depth, intensively, the 2004 governor's election in Washington. And there is zero doubt that the Democrats stole that gubernatorial election. When Dino Rossi won the initial count, Dino Rossi won the first count, and then, oh, we found some ballots, and they're all for Chris Gregoire. And Chris Gregoire won the second recount. It was one of the most corrupt ballot counts in the history of state politics in the United States of America. And there's no doubt that the Democrats stole that election. Now that the Democrats control everything, including the office that oversees elections in our state, I don't care what kind of person Steve Hobbs was when he entered politics. After 16 years, and he was pushing for radical climate stuff in this last Senate session, there's no way that our elections are going to be as pure as the driven snow with a Democrat in charge and all of the power coming down on Steve Hobbs to make sure that they get their desired outcomes. I think this is a shameful pick by Governor Jay Inslee. The voters voted for a Republican in that position, and now Jay Inslee has put a Democrat to oversee our elections in this state. All I'm saying is you better strap yourself in for a bumpy ride, because with all the money that's at stake, with all of the nonsense that they're trying to shove down our throats, this is going to be wild. Okay, lots more on this breaking news a little bit later in the show. But I want to get to the guests that I have right here. This is a Dory Monson Show exclusive.
The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
King County Sheriff's Deputy Ryan Gallimore was laid to rest this morning. Now, you probably have not heard about that, and that's odd because almost every time a cop dies in the line of duty, it is a big deal, and the public, for great reasons, honors the life and the service of those officers. The problem with Ryan Gallimore is the sheriff, for some reason, did not rule his death from COVID as a line of duty death. Now, we've done a lot of research on this. According to the Washington Post, over 500 officers around the country have died of COVID-19 in the last year or so, and every single one of those 500 was considered a line of duty death, because when officers interact with the public as much as they do, there's no way to tell if they got it on the job, and it's likely that most of them did get it on the job. Ryan Gallimore is, as far as we can tell, is the only officer whose death from COVID has not been ruled line of duty. I want to welcome to the show Deputy Jesse Herrera. Under better, more usual circumstances, he's a member of the King County Sheriff's Honor Guard, and he joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Jesse, I appreciate you coming on with me this afternoon.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me, Dory.
Yeah, and I also understand, I don't want to get you in trouble or in too much trouble, but walk me through the chronology of what has transpired with you, your fellow Honor Guard members, your fellow King County Sheriff's deputy members, in regards to the death of Ryan Gallimore.
All right. So we knew about Ryan having COVID and having some complications from that in around September. We received an email pretty much, hey, just be on standby. Ryan's fighting the good fight. Honor Guard, just be on standby. We learned about Ryan's passing on October 22nd. Honor Guard was ready to go, and we were told Honor Guard is a no-go, not authorized. That kind of like took us all back. I've been on the Honor Guard for 10 years, along with several other people on the Honor Guard that I'm with, and that took us all back. Especially and, this is one of our own.
And you had to stand down. Why?
We were not told why no honor guard was authorized. We were just told it is not authorized, and that was it. There's okay. a process that happens once a passing of a law enforcement officer where honor guard steps in. We do things for the family. We're there to honor our fallen brother and sister. And that didn't happen.
And so presumably this was not authorized because of all these hundreds and hundreds of law enforcement deaths from COVID in the United States. Like I said, as far as we can tell, our research, Ryan Gallimore is the only one that was not ruled line of duty. So is that likely the reason why the Honor Guard was not authorized?
That could be a reason, Dory. That could be one of the reasons.
Okay. So some of you, in an unofficial capacity, chose to do something about this on your own, right?
That is correct. After we learned that the family did want Honor Guard, and we knew that Ryan was going to be transported from the hospital to the funeral home on a Sunday, we went and did the right thing for Ryan and his family and did what Honor Guard is supposed to do and honor Ryan.
So in an unofficial capacity, but you guys put on your uniforms, right? Even though you had not
yes.
been authorized? Okay.
Correct.
And so you escorted the body from the hospital to the funeral home. And then, as I understand it, Jesse, there is a beautiful tradition, and that is where is, you know, whatever the open hours of the funeral home is, that a member of the Honor Guard stands sentry with the casket throughout the period that they're laying in the funeral home. Is that right?
That's correct. We do it's called casket watch.
Okay.
And that's something that Honor Guard takes great pride in doing. It's to honor. It's very intimate, and it's with the family and those that can come and visit Ryan until the day of his funeral.
Look, it's that's just beautiful. I mean, traditions like that are heartbreaking, and they are beautiful all at the same time. That you guys do that for the family. So what happened? Because you guys decided on your own time. But you did wear your uniforms, which was unauthorized. But on your own time, you chose to stand sentry, do the casket watch, escort the body. What happened to you?
A couple days after that, we learned that the sheriff was not happy with that and that we were going to be investigated.
Okay.
And I have not seen any paperwork yet on an investigation, but I do know that's what everyone was talking about, that you guys are being investigated. You made the sheriff mad. She's not happy with the three of you. So, and then shortly after that, we learned, I think it was Monday last week, that the sheriff did not want the three of us involved in the unauthorized escort to participate in Ryan's casket watch, which was yesterday. Or participate in the funeral today in a honor guard capacity. So that was a pretty big blow.
Yeah, no, I understand. And what would be the possible reason for that? If you guys chose to do this on your own time, and if you being there as part of the honor guard doesn't change the decision to not make this a line of duty death, why would the sheriff be so upset that you chose to volunteer time to do this for your fallen brother?
Dory, I wish I had the answer for that. I wish I did. And other than it was devastating, not only to the three of us, it was devastating to the Gallimore family as well when they learned about that.
So as I understand it, Jesse, if it's ruled a line of duty death, there are all kinds of different sets of benefits that kick in for the officer's family, including, I know that Ryan Gallimore married with four children. I understand the line of duty death. There's some college assistance for the kids of a fallen officer. And so is that possibly the reason why the sheriff refused? I mean, like I said, there's the only one I can find in the United States. There may be others. I just can't find them. Washington Post says 500 officers who have died of COVID, every one has been a line of duty death except for King County Sheriff's Ryan Gallimore. Do you think it's truly because they didn't want these benefits to go to the family?
Dory, I don't know the answer to that. But today would just be a perfect show if the sheriff could be on and we can have this discussion as adults and find out the answers to this, because I think everybody wants to know the answer here. We all want to honor Ryan. Ryan deserves to be honored, and that's why I'm here, to do the right thing for Ryan. Ryan was a good cop. I had the honor of training him when he came through my area for training, and ever since then, Ryan has always been a good person. I've never heard anything about him. Reputation goes a long way within the King County Sheriff's Office. You say somebody's name, and people know that person. Gallimore was on his way to being one of those people.
What did you do during the memorial service this morning?
I was not able to participate in an honor guard capacity. So instead, I honored him in a different way. Providing security for his family.
You went to his house?
Yes.
Okay. And I assume you could have gone to the memorial service as a private citizen, but you chose not to since you should have been there as a member of the honor guard?
That's correct. I'm honoring him this way by still being here for him and his family. Taking the honor guard capacity away it was just something that the three of us did not expect. It was definitely something that cut deep as far as it hurt. Dory, it really did. It hurt. It stung. It still stings. Because I should have been there in the honor guard capacity, doing what I've done for countless of officers in the last 10 years as an honor guard. And for that to be taken away from the three of us is, there's no words for that.
So was Deputy Gallimore laid to rest without any official recognition from the King County Sheriff's Office?
There was honor guard there. Our honor guard, there's more than just three of us there. The honor guard reached out to other agencies to make sure that there's a presence there. But this is something that most people had no idea about. This is never put out on any major news outlets. It just kind of went away. And that's not how it should be.
Like I said at the beginning, Jesse, and rightly so, when we lay cops to rest, it's a big deal in our society, and it's a big deal on our news. And I don't think anybody has heard about Ryan Gallimore because he's the only one who's ruled not line of duty death. And that's why I wanted to talk with you about him and the kind of cop he was. And I want to make sure our listeners know about him, because since it's not line of duty, this is getting almost zero attention. And I share your anger at how wrong that is. Do you know if Sheriff Joe Hanknick was at the funeral this morning?
I do not know. I do know she was not at the casket watch yesterday.
Okay. Do I need to be worried about this conversation, Jesse? Because I don't want to get you in a jackpot with your sheriff.
Dory, I'm a firm believer, and I've been doing this for over 20 years now. I came on this job to do the right thing, to serve my community and those that I look up to and those that are my peers. There's a lot of people in this department that will not come forward on the record because they feel like they're walking on eggshells. I'm doing what is right, and if the sheriff disciplines me, she's disciplining for what I'm doing is right. I'm speaking for the honor guard. I'm speaking for members of the King County Sheriff's Office that come forward, which is in the hundreds. And I'm prepared for whatever comes down. I've had this talk with friends, family. This weighs heavy on my shoulders, and I want this weight to be lifted because I can't. I'm just not able to function. It's just not right, Dory. It's not.
I'm really sorry for what you and your brothers and sisters are going through, because we all know, and we've seen ample evidence in the last couple of years, that being a police officer is stressful enough under the best of circumstances. And I hear the pain in your voice. And when you take what is already a challenging job under the best of conditions and hear what you and your brothers and sisters are dealing with right now, I'm really sorry, Jeff. And I don't know if that means anything, but I think I'm speaking for tens of thousands of my listeners when I say I'm really sorry for what all of you are going through right now, because this is unbelievable to me. It really is.
Yeah. No, it's tough times. So yeah. I hope that me coming on the record, maybe that inspires more people within the sheriff's office to come forward and tell their stories, and just get that weight off their shoulders. So I appreciate you giving me that opportunity to do that.
Absolutely. Well, if anything comes down on you, let me know, because I guarantee I'll fight in any way and every way that I can for you and others who speak up, because we need to be watchdogs of not just all government, but especially of our police departments, because they're the ones that have the deadly force, possible contact with people. And our police departments have to be more transparent than any government agency. And that's why I'm so passionate about this, because I appreciate and respect you being willing to speak up about this, Jesse.
Well, thank you for that, Dory. Appreciate that.
Okay.
It means
a lot. And God bless your brother, Ryan Gallimore, and his family. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate you coming on.
Yep, thank you for having me on the show, Tori.
Deputy Jesse Herrera joining us exclusively here on the Dory Monson Show. I don't understand. I mean, there's something seriously wrong with Mitzi Johanknik. That is the only COVID death that we can tell in America with a cop that is not ruled line of duty. It's amazing to me. There's only a couple months left, but why she's deciding to throw bombs on her way out the door is just absolutely baffling. But there's something seriously wrong there. And my heart breaks for all the men and women who serve, because our deputies, our detectives with King County Sheriffs are really, really good people. And that is your big lead for today.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Love to hear your thoughts on all of this. You can text me at 888-973-CAIRO, 888-973-5476. Coming up next, another school district joins Seattle and Bellevue in closing this Friday. What a slap in the face to parents who have to scramble for childcare now, but they don't care. I'll walk you through it all coming up next here on the Dory Monson Show. Well, this is very unusual for me. I have people upset with me. Ha! That never happens. What's the matter? What'd I do? I'm used to just being loved unconditionally. So we got breaking news during the show yesterday about Seattle schools announcing that they're canceling all school on Friday. And that's because tomorrow is Veterans Day, and about 600 educators, I'll make air quotes when I say that, decided they wanted a four-day weekend. So they, just in the Seattle schools, so they said, oh, I'll just take Friday off since Thursday's already a Veterans Day. And they don't have enough substitute teachers, so instead of Seattle schools, this is just crazy. It sounds Seattle School saying, no, you can't have that day off. We can't cover your shift. Which, by the way, happens a lot in other businesses. It happens here at Cairo Radio. If one of us wants a day off and they absolutely cannot cover our shift, they say, yeah, sorry, we can't give you that day off. And so Seattle Schools, they don't have the guts to do that, of course. So they just said, we'll close the schools on Monday, or on Friday, rather. So with 3 days' notice, all of these parents who work and have to arrange childcare when their kids aren't in school, they are left scrambling. And now they either have to take a day off work, or if they can pull out a rabbit out of the hat, they can maybe find somebody on a couple days' notice to watch their kids while mom and dad or mom and or dad are at work. And the teachers don't care. They don't care. And when I hear some of the reasons, so the Seattle announced that yesterday, and I said essentially this on the show yesterday. How can the teachers not care about the kids and the families? All the garbage that our kids have had to go through for the last couple of years. How can teachers not care about the kids and their parents? So that they all say, I need a four-day weekend. I'm really in need of that. Wait till you hear some of the reasons. So then Seattle announces it. Then Bellevue yesterday announces, well, we'll close on Friday too. And then this morning, the Kent schools, well, we'll close on Friday too. So all of a sudden, because of all this deadbeat attitude, and I'm not just talking about the teachers, I'm talking about administration too. How little administration cares about the parents. You can't stand up to the teachers and say, no, you can't take a day off. We can't cover your shift. When we spend a phenomenal amount, we spend about $20,000 per public school student in this state. It all comes from the taxpayers. Can we have no, is it rude for us to have expectations when we spend $20,000 per kid on our public schools? Is it horrible to say maybe they should do their job instead of just taking the day off. Well, here's King Five talked to an educator who's also a parent, and she said, well, no, we thought about the parents and how tough this would be.
Well, I know firsthand what that looks like for a family to have to completely rearrange their schedule. And that was the first thing that every educator in my building today thought of when we got the email from SPS saying that school was canceled on Friday.
Yeah, we thought about it. We just didn't care because we need the time off. Let me share with you the statements from both Seattle and Bellevue public schools because it's amazing. So Seattle schools, yesterday they said, Friday, November 12th will be a non-instructional day in Seattle public schools. This is a change from the school calendar, and we recognize that the late notice creates challenging circumstances for many families. We are aware of an unusually large number of Seattle school staff taking leave on Friday, November 12th. And do not have adequate personnel to open schools with the necessary environment for student safety. The number of leave requests on a Friday after a federal holiday is indicative, listen to this, the number of leave requests on a Friday after a federal holiday is indicative of the fatigue our staff and students are experiencing in these months of the return to the classroom. The four-day weekend may offer physical, mental, and emotional restoration. Yay. You need to be restored, huh? You don't think this has been tough on anybody else, huh? You're special. You're more fragile, right? So I went through the Seattle school calendar. They needed to turn this weekend into a four-day weekend to get physical, mental, and emotional restoration. They couldn't wait a week and a half. At the beginning of Thanksgiving week, there's no classroom for K through 8. It's just going to be conferences. So they don't have to teach Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, week after next. Then they get a four-day weekend for Thanksgiving. That's just two weeks away. They couldn't wait for that, for their physical, mental, and emotional restoration. They couldn't wait 2 weeks for that four-day weekend. And then after Thanksgiving, 5 weeks from now, they get a 16-day vacation. Used to be called Christmas break. Now it's called winter break. But they get 16 days off at the end of December and into January. Then on Thursday, January 27th, they get a day off. You know why? Because it's a day. This is unbelievable. It's a day between semesters. So they get to take a Thursday off because the first semester ends Wednesday and the second semester begins Friday. You think they're going to have school that Friday? Or is everybody going to take a four-day weekend then, too? So that's in January. Then 8 weeks from now, they get a nine-day weekend. They have the 16-day winter break. And then just 3 weeks later, they get a month later, they get a nine-day midwinter break. Then in 17 weeks, they get another nine-day break. That's spring break. So you have winter break for 16 days, midwinter break for 9 days, spring break for 9 days. And then in April, they get, of course, Memorial Day, a three-day weekend. And then beginning in June, they get a 75-day break. That is almost 11 weeks beginning in mid-June. But it's not enough. They got to take Friday off for physical, mental, and emotional restoration. How do we put up with this? I'm not going to ask why. How? We're spending $20,000 per public school. So, okay, I'm going to share with you some of the texts I got yesterday because people were really upset with me. You're probably upset with me too. And then wait till you hear the other sound bites I have on this story. It's amazing. It's coming up next. Quick timeout here on the Dory Monson Show.
Okay.
as I told you, this was breaking news yesterday that Seattle schools were closing, Bellevue schools as well on Friday. Kent schools announced this morning they are closed on Friday. And I just got a text message. Somebody said, most of your listeners don't have kids in the Seattle schools. Why are you making such a big deal out of this? Because we're all taxpayers. And we spend $20,000 per child in the public schools. And we deserve to hold them accountable for all the money we give them. I spend more on the schools via taxes than anything else as a line item in my tax bill. So we all have a vested interest in this. Now, as I said, there were a lot of people yesterday who were upset that I dared criticize because we've decided that anything and everything teachers do is beyond criticism. From the 425, Dory, you're becoming hard to listen to due to your constant sweet accusations of teachers. I know you're the bigliest listened to show in the United States, but your words don't ring of truth. What's not true about what I said? They're making good money. You work 80% of the year, or 80% of what a full-time 100% worker does. And a lot of them are making, six figures. Why is it wrong for us as taxpayers to say, do your job? You get lots of days off during the school year. You get 75 days off in the summer, which is, and can you imagine in the private sector, can you imagine getting 11 weeks off every summer? Can you imagine getting 2 weeks at Christmas, 1 week in February, 1 week in April, and then 11 weeks in the summer? And I'm horrible for saying, do your job? 425, Dory, you're clearly out of touch with what's actually happening with teachers. They're giving everything and are emotionally exhausted. Your stupid rant is not helpful. Everyone's exhausted. It's not special. It's not a special, and this is the thing. We've somehow become conditioned to demand that anybody who dares criticize is over the line. Now, we're all exhausted from the last year and a half. Most of us just don't whine about it. Okay, so why is Bellevue closed on Friday? You're probably wondering. Because they announced it right after Seattle. Joyce Taylor at King 5, she explained the statement from the Bellevue school.
Students in Bellevue are also getting a long weekend. The district says it had to cancel classes on Friday as well because of staffing shortages, COVID restrictions, and bad weather in the forecast.
What? Bellevue's closing because of staffing shortages, COVID restrictions. Okay. And bad weather? Wait a second. I've got a weather app on my phone. Let's see. Friday, Bellevue, high of 57, low of 46, 60% chance of rain. Oh, my goodness. Close the schools. There's a 60% chance of rain in Bellevue. Hey, Bellevue kids, this is very instructive for you. If you ever grow up, and I say if, because if this is your role modeling, I'm not so sure. If you ever grow up, when you are an adult and you're working, please, please, please don't even think about going to work if it's raining out. Because inclement weather is, according to your school district, inclement weather is a reason why you should stay home. And wait a second here. Let me look at my weather app. Next week. Oh, my gosh. There's a 90% chance of rain on Monday. Bellevue, close the schools Monday for crying out loud. It's going to rain. Inclement weather. That's great. That's straight from the Bellevue school statement.
Students in Bellevue are also getting a long weekend. The district says it had to cancel classes on Friday as well because of staffing shortages, COVID restrictions, and bad weather in the forecast.
You know, when I was a kid, every Thursday at Webster Elementary, we'd hear an air raid siren go off down at Chilshall. And we had to do a duck and cover drill because we were afraid the Russians were going to drop an atomic bomb on us. Now in Bellevue, they stay home because it's going to rain. But we're not getting softer. Believe me, we're not getting softer. We're going to check the news for you in the fastest 15. It's coming up next here on the Dory Monson Show.